move on to live stream, and I'm gonna switch at some point. I'm gonna share with you a little bit about the live stream stuff, and then we're gonna move on to actually look at how I set up what I set up for that. What we do for our classes right now. Now, I am not going to have every resource that's available, so I'll tell you how to search. But with live stream, it means that you're actually transmitting to folks who are at a distance in real time. So they're seeing you as things go on. Recording means that you have a camera set up to record you, and then you make it available later. So whatever feels better to you after you learn a little bit more about it, start there. Minimally record your classes. The live stream's a little more complicated, and you do have to have an extra person there to run that camera and also to monitor the chat. Now, we're fortunate. We have Lynn always monitoring the chat from a distance, and you can do that with some of these tools. I usually have my husband here monitoring things from here, running the camera, and sometimes I'll have an extra person here, which we don't have today, who will help me with getting foods and everything set up. So that's two ways to do it. Now let's look at the resources that you have available for doing it and what you need in terms of equipment. So in order to live stream, in order to stream it across the internet in real time, you need a webcam. The one on the very far right is the webcam that I have. It's like about a $60 Logitech. And the reason I like it is because it can attach to a tripod. So that little base at the bottom here, this thing attaches to a tripod and you can stand it up, which is really cool. It's a really good webcam. It's excellent. It's excellent quality and it's very highly recommended in the industry. So I have one of those, but you can also get one of the $20 ones to start. The problem with those is they have to be sitting on top of a computer, or you have to jerry-rig it or tape it or bungee strap it to get it onto a tripod. So I highly recommend that investment if you are going to do the live streaming. It's excellent quality. If you're going to just record it, then you need a camera, like a camcorder. The picture up there is similar to my camcorder up at the top over here. And that would be on a tripod and recording it. And you can either edit it or not at the end. Sometimes we've edited them, sometimes we haven't. And that goes up and it gets given to the person along with the recipe guide. So those are the two ways of recording. What else? The rest of this stuff, some of it's optional, some of it's not. Lights are optional, but it's good because what happens in our kitchen is that there's this window and it's really hard to block it off, and then you just use the internal light. So as the time goes on, the sun exposure in that window changes and so does the lighting. So we buffer that by having this camera kit. I bought it on Amazon for about $100. It came with those two stands with the umbrellas, and it also came with a screen and a whole bunch of other stuff that came with it. Basically, the lights are what you need. So you might be able to pick them up on Amazon for less than $100 if you're just looking for the lights. I just didn't know what I was doing. I bought the whole kit. I don't really use the big stand, that stand that's laying on the thing. I've used it at our last NEPT event. We set up a little booth where I put that little stand up with the backdrop, and we use that to record things at our event. A tripod. I think it's needed. I mean, certainly you can do it from a laptop. But it's really challenging. When Lynn did a show with me, she was doing it from her laptop, and she had to keep positioning her laptop, you know, and make sure that she was in the focus of it. Whereas with the tripod, you can adjust it up and down and around, and you can have somebody that makes sure that you stay in the focus. And finally, a microphone. That's an optional extra, like the lights. The camera, the webcam does have a good microphone. However, I usually use my big one that looks just like that. It's called the Yeti. And it was like, again, $100. And I use it because it picks up sound a lot better than the other one. But it's certainly fine. Just try it the first time with just get the good webcam if you're going to do this. Okay. You can also do a wireless mic that hooks into the camera, because we're doing both. We're recording it. We're also live streaming it. Now, we could just use the recording that we get on the Google Hangout, which we use Webinar Jam, but I think the quality is much better when we use the camera. So it's a little extra work for us, a little extra expense because we pay somebody to make sure they edit out any bloopers and stuff. But it's definitely a worthwhile investment. So that's the basic equipment. You could basically, all in all, get started for $60 for the fancy webcam or $20 or just use your laptop and it won't cost you anything and just test it out. So what are some of the services that you can use? Well, we started out playing around with different things, and one of the services we used was Livestream.com. Couple of issues with Livestream. First of all, the basic price for Livestream, the free version of it, it will blast your thing out to everybody that's in Livestream and also on Facebook. So if you're trying to do a private class where you want to be paid to do it, the only way you could do that with Livestream is upgrade to the $300 a month level. We do use Livestream when we have our live events. We pay the $300 to have it for a month, then we drop it because it does do good quality. But that's the only way to make it private. Otherwise, it just blasts your private content out all over the place. So that was a downside of that. Google Hangouts. We did that for a while. It's free, totally free. You just go to google.com, look for a Google Hangout on Air. And that will allow you to do exactly what I'm doing right now, but you have to do it directly in Google. So you have to set it up there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. It was a lot of steps. Webinar Jam uses Google Hangout, and that's a thing. I got in the ground floor of it. I paid $297 for life. I think now it's $297 a year. But what it does is it gives me some fancy interfaces. It gives me this chat. It gives me the ability to screen share without having to know a whole lot. It just really takes care of that. Plus, it gives you opt-in pages and follow-up, and I can find out who came, who didn't, and follow up with people who maybe registered but didn't show up. So I really like Webinar Jam, and that's what I'm using right now. The next two things I haven't tested yet, and I will probably be testing them in the next few weeks just to see what the buzz is all about, but there's Periscope. I think Cassandra mentioned that she did a Periscope. And that basically, I think my understanding of that is it's more short things. You don't do like a two-hour class that way. And again, it's public. So it's not something that you can do and charge for, but it's great for your lead-in classes. Like say you're doing a two-hour free class and you want a lot of people to come, you can broadcast it on Periscope, I think, and I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys that may know it, that you can't do it for a longer period. So these are not good for paid offerings. These are good for free offerings. And then the Facebook, and this is brand new, and I don't know if it's widely available now. I think people are starting to use it, but it's a Facebook Live. And this is the only site I found to really describe it. I haven't tried it yet, but I think it's similar to Periscope in that it's just broadcast live on your Facebook page. Okay, so good stuff, excellent stuff, excellent services. So I'm going to just take you in the back end of show you how I set up Webinar Jam, and then we're going to move down into the kitchen. We've been doing Q&A all along, and we'll open up for Q&A, and then we'll move down into the kitchen. We'll take a half an hour break so I can set up and get ready, you know, get the camera set up. I have to move it from up here to down there, switch computers so I can use it downstairs, and then I'll show you all the behind-the-scenes setup that we do. So questions. Cassandra says, with Periscope, you can do it as long as your battery will last. I usually do 2 to 20 minute scope. And that's because you do it on your cell phone or your iPad, right? You don't do it separately. And wow, Cassandra says she Periscopes every day. I'm going to have to look into it. So it's a short little blurb that you can get up there and talk to people about. And it's a great way. Tell us about your experience with that. Has that helped you to get more traffic, to build more credibility? I'd love to hear more about that. When you list other services in your offer, in your handout or recipes, should you list the price? No, you don't. Because these may change, right? These may change. So, and you also just, you want to create value before you tell people the price. Shonda says she has the same camera and it works well. Cassandra, maybe we can get you to share some of your experiences. She just started using Facebook Live. Okay, so Cassandra says she's going to pop off in a few minutes. So yeah, Cassandra, consider, you know, maybe we can have a conversation about that because I don't know anything about how to use it. So it sounds like it's easy to do. Facebook Live is being offered for iPhones. Okay. Cell phone or iPhone. Okay, cool. Which is unlike this webinar jam you cannot do from a cell phone or an iPad. So that's why I'm doing it on my main computer. It has to be either a Mac or a PC. I tried to do it on my iPad yesterday and was like, oh, this isn't working. And then I looked it up and I can't. So I was planning on doing it on my iPad today so that I can take that easily down because I have a little thing that I could put my iPad on a tripod. There's a little case for it. There's also cases for your cell phone. And in general, if you want to make videos, the cell phone is great. You don't need a fancy camera. It's just a matter of how long it's going to last when you do it. But you can basically get these little contraptions. They cost about $10 that go on it, and it has a little place where you can put your tripod. Okay, so let's go to, I'm going to switch my, I'm going to switch to my screen where my Google Hangout, let me find it, bring it up into a screen.